This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everyone, please stand. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Honor to be able to introduce for the first time ever anywhere the 45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Did I get that right, please?
Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo. Jeremy McBreen and Margaret Howell are joining us in the other studio in just a moment. Of course, we're all here in Austin. We have a lot of InfoWars crew, including Alex Jones, as you've just seen in the last hour. Alex was there at the inauguration, was inside the inauguration, and then he talked to the crowd outside afterwards. Some great comments from the people there in the crowd. And now we have protesters are evidently have been triggered by the inauguration of Donald Trump. We've got some live footage here.
They're already clashing with police.
This is Fox News showing tear gas being fired at people and protesters attacking people because, you know, we cannot have a peaceful transition of power if these brats don't get their way.
Well,
they do whatever they want. These are the children of Obama. These are people who, like Obama, don't respect the democratic process. He didn't get what he wanted from our elected representative, so he just did executive orders. These people don't get what they want out of the election, so what do? They take to the streets, they attack people, and call it free speech. No, it's not. Let's call it what it is, okay? They're setting fire to a crowded theater. This is what these people are doing, and they need to be shut down. And so this is back and forth.
Being thrown. Protesters just threw it back at the police. There, I guess they deployed some at the to disperse the crowd. But obviously things are already getting wild. The parade hasn't even started, and they had been planning these protests to go all along the parade route today. Of course, there's about 8,000 people participating in this parade with all of these Antifa people here on the sides. And of course, Donald Trump said he was going to be handing the power back to the people, but I don't think he meant these people.
The key thing, and this is a report that's up on Infowars.com, and we're going to show you this clip of this in just a moment. Alex Jones said what they're doing here is the D.C. police, who are really under the control of President Obama. These people have been standing down and allowing this to happen with the protesters. And that's what you need to understand. They have taken a non-confrontational viewpoint to allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. They want this to happen. The mainstream media is going to run with this and say, look at this. We have a divided America. Civil war has broken out. This is not a legitimate president. All the stuff that we've been hearing, that's the narrative that they want you to see. Mm-hmm. This is what they want to have happen. That's why Obama allowed this to happen. And the report we have up on Infowars.com is police allow BLM to attack women at the Trump inauguration. Of course, we've seen not only rain, but we've seen the police in D.C. allow the free rein of Black Lives Matter. And you've got a an article here where you got an example of how the mainstream press is trying to create a narrative saying, look, nobody showed up for Donald Trump's inauguration.
Such a divided country here. People, you know, what a difference it is between him and President Obama. I mentioned this earlier with the optics that the media is trying to use. So here's, this is CNN, if you guys can get this picture here on this iPad. So they say the inaugural crowds, Trump's versus Obama's. He campaigned on the huge crowd sizes, but the turnout for President Trump's inauguration appears to be smaller than that of his predecessor. And so they're using a photograph from early this morning before the crowd was even there versus this was probably when the actual Obama's inauguration was going on. So they're going to just let this fake news roll out. And we all saw with our own eyes as the inauguration was happening with Donald Trump, this place was packed. But this is what CNN fake news is saying the inauguration looked like, because people are so against public enemy number one, President Donald Trump.
And of course, as we began the program, we were talking about the glowing terms in which the mainstream media was describing Obama's inauguration 8 years ago. They're talking about the beautiful weather, how unseasonably warm it was, et cetera, et cetera. So this is against the weather. This is against the Black Lives Matter people who have been allowed to shut down the entrances getting into the inauguration area as well. And so they create all of this and then come out with their, see, we told you so. Nobody showed up. That's not true.
Hillary won the popular vote.
I want to play this clip that we have as part of this article. This is from our crew and Alex Jones in Washington, D.C., showing how Black Lives Matter was allowed to attack women, showing how the police have stood down to allow this to happen. Here's that clip from Alex Jones and crew.
I pulled myself up by his testicles. Oh, my
God. And now they're blocking the gates.
Yeah, they're blocking the gates.
They're sitting down and blocking all the gates.
So yeah.
Oh, really? We got a protest. We got to go cut.
Many protests. Yeah.
Are you ready?
We're live.
Okay, the leftists, now they are blocking the gates. And ma'am, tell folks who you are and what happened to you.
I'm Shannon Martinez. I was trying to get in the gate back there. I went to cross the line. As you can see, I have a cane. I have RSV. They yanked me to the ground.
Who did?
They started kicking me, the protesters. They started kicking me. I got kicked in the face, and a grown man kicked me twice in the chest. The only thing that saved me was my motorcycle.
Did they get arrested?
No. The police were standing there when I got up and was crying. The police literally turned their back to me. The reporters were the ones that asked if I was okay.
Where are these protesters?
The Black Lives Matter.
Are they still there right now?
Yeah. You know where John Marshall Park is? The entrance to John Marshall Park.
Right, that white tent way down there. And they attacked you?
They attacked me.
They're attacking everyone.
They literally yanked me to the ground, took my cane, and started kicking me.
And for the sake of honesty, I think that's the only gate they were blocking. I didn't see that.
It's the big fat woman. She's huge. She's sitting in the middle of the entrance.
Did the guys go to the phone?
We got a great president, so.
Well, hey, in a little while. Okay, I'm going down there in a minute,
I bless you,
brother. Hey, Alex. Hey, folks, anything you want to say, get it on TV right here.
Can I get a selfie with you real quick?
Yes, sir, let's do it.
Right here.
Let me just quote for my Facebook, though. ThatJerseyGirl.com. ThatJerseyGirl.com.
My bad. Let me get a photo.
I want to say thank you, Mr. Trump, for taking the risk for us and trying to make this country great. I believe in you, and I believe God will lead you. Jew, get that wall up, get that, that middle class private industry rolling, and God bless America, and I thank Mr. Jones for all that he does. I am forever grateful.
Here, come on in here.
I'm from California.
Here, what's your name?
I'm Fiorella.
Nice to meet you. You want to take a picture for me?
Here, well, I don't have a camera. Somebody else do it.
This is live.
Thank you.
God bless you, man, for support.
Alex Jones doing a live report there. There was a small woman. She said a grown man knocked her to the ground, kicked her in the chest, hit her in the face. The police stood by and did nothing. It was reporters who came to her aid. That's what we're being told. We're seeing that happen. And, of course, you can see the massive number of protesters there being given free rein. Black Lives Matter. We've got some clips that Darren and Margaret have of some other things that are happening in Washington, D.C. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go to the clip, I just want to say that those protesters and the anti-Trump agitators, they're not part of the working class heroes of America.
You know, busy people right now, people that have saved up money and traveled for hundreds of miles, you know, on the ground, they are the most respectful people. The people that love Trump, hardworking people traveling hundreds of miles just to pay their respects to the inauguration. And then you've got these idiot freaks that have no respect for a woman who is disabled with a cane kicking her. I mean,
they need to turn in their Obama phones for alarm clocks.
Seriously. Yeah, seriously.
That would be good.
I read somewhere that there were these mobile police stations set up. Why aren't they using them? They're supposed to be on every corner for instances like this. Because you know what, Darren? In some cases, that's a felony. You can't beat up a woman and kick her on the floor. I mean, that's just a... Wow.
Well, and nationwide, whenever we go out to these anti-Trump rallies, it's the same talking points. F Donald Trump, Nazi scum, go home, you homophobic, xenophobic bastards.
Right.
You know, and we're invading their territorial bubbles.
Brats.
What's that?
I could see David just called them brats. I thought, you know what? I could see somebody wanting to take them over their knee, honestly. They need a good wallop, frankly.
I just want to ask Jennings, do you have that clip ready? So apparently we have an urgent message from a liberal in distress, and we want to give everybody a platform. Everybody should have a voice here.
Right.
So let's listen to what this gentleman has to say. I think he got triggered, and he's very afraid right now. Let's check it out.
Uh-oh.
Can't hear it.
Looks like we're not getting any volume here on our side. Well, let's come back to that here in a minute. Isn't it just interesting, though, the parade hasn't even begun.
Yeah.
We're still about 45 minutes away from the parade, and they're already clashing with police. I think they said that at least 25 arrests have already been made.
But meanwhile, we were looking at what Donald Trump was doing right now, and everybody else is partying, and, you know, we saw the champagne bottles start to open on the tables. He's signing an executive order at the moment that would allow General Mattis to assume that position because of the conflict. He's making sure that that doesn't happen. So the man's already working, and we barely finished the inauguration.
He has a list of day one pledges from Donald Trump, and it's a tall order. It's a tall order. Repeal Obamacare, build a wall, stop Syrian immigration, no more sanctuary cities, and delete all illegal executive actions. That could take him all day. And of course, some of this stuff he can't do in the first day. But he's going to get started, I promise you. He's going to get the ball rolling. And if the progressives and the social justice warriors, if they hate Trump now, just wait until he makes good on all of his campaign promises.
Right. I hope he can just stay focused on what he's promised and just, you know, take this 100 days to just do the work that he campaigned on and just ignore all of the craziness out on the streets. Because we know it's just all optics, it's fake news, and I feel like everyone really needs to just ignore what's going on there in the streets because it's not real, it's not reality. Those people who are out there protesting, thinking that their civil rights are about to be ripped away, are not operating on reality.
While they violate everybody else's civil rights.
Exactly.
Because they're worried about their own being taken away. They're going to go beat on some people.
And I think it's a blessing in disguise. You know, of course, I hate to see cities burned down, and I hate to see people with their First Amendment violated and all that. But the more these protesters act like this, the more recruits we get. Mm-hmm. People are waking up across the country. It's awesome to see.
All right, stay with us. We've got to take a quick break. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Margaret Howell, and our crew in Washington, D.C., along with Alex Jones. Our live coverage will continue well into tonight of the inauguration of Donald Trump, now President Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Margaret Howell here in the studio, and, of course, our reporters in Washington. And now the Devils have taken the mask off. They are confronting the police there. It's a large mass of protesters. After we've had situations earlier today, as we reported, Alex Jones talked to a small woman with a cane who said she was knocked to the ground, kicked in the chest repeatedly by a large man, and the police stood by and did nothing. Now they are doing something. Now there is a massive movement of crowds, as you see here, being with a live stream here in the area. They are moving against the police, and the police are moving back against them. You know, as we see these Obama supporters, Leanne, coming after people, breaking and vandalizing cars, breaking windows, destroying businesses, these truly are Obama's supporters. I mean, that's what he's been doing to the entire economy for the last 8 years. He's been vandalizing the American economy, and I think we're going to see that turn around. Certainly, I think people have had enough of this, but understand that this law enforcement reaction that we see here, allowing the protesters to get a foothold there to do this, they all just said that they were joking, didn't they?
Yeah, it was just a joke. They were only kidding, James O'Keefe. Well, and it's interesting because we, Margaret and I, actually talked about this, that there was a transfer of power there, that the commander of the National Guard handed over his power at 12:01 once Donald Trump was sworn in. So the National Guard has no leader, as far as we know, which means, does this mean they're not going to be called out if they need to be, so we can kind of allow this type of activity to take place there on the streets of D.C. because there's no, you know, commander in chief there of the National Guard to call them out?
Well, we got reports going back and forth as to whether it was let go by Obama or fired by Trump, who did not want to have him continue, because we know that the political appointees, the ambassadors, have been shut down. But when you look at this, I mean, we've got a lot of different law enforcement groups here. This is not the National Guard. This is the D.C. City Police. All of this is really under the control of the federal government, because it's not a city, really, in that sense. It's not a state. It's the District of Columbia. They did that on purpose. But this is what is disturbing, is to see that, as we saw earlier, and we talked about this, the idea that the left is saying, we've got five bills that have been introduced in Republican legislatures by Republicans to come after people who are blocking traffic, who are obstructing the roads, saying, we're not going to come after you for criminal charges. Even if you kill somebody, if it's done accidentally, we're going to put in some other states, we're going to have a large fine, or we're going to put people in jail for an extended amount of time, because this is not speech.
This is not speech.
You know, they don't want to talk. When you give them a microphone, we did this. We gave them a microphone. Tell us what your grievances are. But I'm not talking to you.
Or
he would start to talk, and then his leader would shut him down.
Well, and then also, too, a lot of people need to understand, because when we were seeing this, these first reports coming out, oh, they're going to allow people to, if they accidentally run over a protester, they can get away with it. Well, no, the issue is one, we saw in Ferguson that they were out in the middle of the street at night. It was completely dark, and there was no indication to oncoming traffic that these people were going to be just standing in the street, and so they got, some got hit. But then you also have the protesters that were surrounding people's vehicles, beating on their cars, beating, smashing their windows. And I'm sorry, but if you're in there with your family, your first instinct is to get the hell out of there. So, yes, if you're endangering someone else's life, you know, if it's in one of these kind of violent protests like this,
that's what we're talking about here. When they say, you know, you cannot shout fire in a crowded theater to panic people. And yet that's precisely what these people in the undercover investigation by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, they said, we've got people here who are trying to panic the crowd. They want to stampede people out of the deplorable. That's what they're, and they say, oh, we're just joking. You can't do that. And you also are not allowed to actually set fire to the theater because you don't like what's being played there.
Right.
Okay. And that's what they allowed in Germany and said, that's free speech. Your comments, Darren, Margaret.
That was funny, Darren.
I was just thinking about the 11-year-old kids setting a fire last night on Tucker Carlson's show.
Right.
And just think of the parents. I just thought that
is parental abuse to teach your kid that is okay. That is a form of neglect, as far as I'm concerned. These people are domestic terrorists. It's baffling that domestic terrorism laws don't apply to this kind of behavior. It's like you get a free pass. If you hate Trump, you want to commit acts of domestic terrorism. You know, okay, check.
Well, remember, there was a video, I think it was in New York, there was a guy that was an anti-Trump guy, and he had his two young children there, and he's pointing at It was Veterans for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, look in their eyes. Look in their eyes. That kids, those the guys, those are the enemy.
Right.
And these veterans. Are little kids that he's teaching this hatred.
For the president. Veterans. Absolutely. Those are your enemy kids.
It's a shame.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're here in Austin, and we're going to be coming right back after the break. We've got a special little report that we tried to play in the last segment. We've got that queued up.
The liberal tears will flow.
We're going to see one of these snowflakes up close and personal with his own personal account. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Margaret Howell, and of course our reporters in Washington, D.C. We've been looking at some live feed, and yes, it is live. We've had some people pushing back and saying, this happened earlier. Well, I'm sure it did happen earlier. It is also still happening now. We've got live feed from Time Magazine, from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, as well as video that we were seeing from Fox News. I'm not sure if the Fox News was earlier, but I think that is also live that is going on right now, but we do know we have live feed from Time Magazine, from CBC that's happening as well. So there you go. Take your pick. Do you want the feed from earlier today or do you want what's going on now? But that's the bottom line. That's what they're doing. Now, I want to go back to Darren McBreen and Margaret Howell. You had actually one of these precious snowflakes was telling us a very personal clip about how he felt about this and what he was going to do. Let's go back to Darren.
That's right.
And Margaret.
This is an urgent message from a liberal in distress. Okay. So
enjoy.
We take you now to an underground bunker deep in the heart of the land of idiocracy.
Well, here we are, folks, at the end of everything. Human civilization as we know it is coming crashing down. The world is over. Donald Trump will be sworn in this week. And then it's all over.
It's all over, guys.
I'm so scared. I'm so alone and so scared.
I can't be real.
We
please don't
elected
leave that.
For the first time someone who is selfish, dishonest, egotistical.
For the first time.
When we could have had Hillary Clinton instead. And now we're going to pay the price. We can survive this, okay? We can survive it, but you have to get underground.
Sorry.
And I am at my mom's house where I've been temporarily rooming for the last 31 years. And I'm down in the basement, as you can see. I've made kind of a bunker for myself here in the basement. You've got to get underground now because we don't have a lot of time.
It's adorable food.
Look, based on everything that I've read on Facebook, right after the inauguration, Donald Trump is going to drop a nuclear bomb on Mexico. And then after that, the full-scale genocide of women and transgender people and gender non-conforming people will begin.
Gender non-conforming.
After that, according to my sources, Donald Trump, at the behest of Putin, will deliberately dump 100 billion gallons of oil into the ocean in order to kill all of the dolphins. And then, based on what I've heard from people like Keith Olbermann, he is going to blow up Jupiter with a death ray.
A death ray.
And finally,
this will be on CNN tonight.
Cruelty and sadism, the last straw for all mankind, will be when he blocks CNN reporters on Twitter. This is all going to unfold very quickly,
at the YMCA, so.
You need to prepare yourself now, and if you have not been stocking supplies and foods, you got to do that. I have all of the supplies I'm going to need to survive the apocalypse right here, and I wanted to show you a few of the things I have just to give you just to give you some ideas
you
of
go.
What
that's
you need to have to be prepared for.
On sale, right?
You're obviously going to need a lot of non-perishable food items, yogurt, vegan, plant-based, of course. Other survival foods, pita chips, gluten-free, obviously. If you ever
well,
run
let's show you
out
some stuff
anything,
that really work.
I want a Starbucks card.
Go down this way. You know, after the election, we had a lot of liberals.
Starbucks card.
Yeah, we had a lot of liberals going down and stocking up on guns for a change. And, you know, it's they were very afraid of this. I mean, that's a great parody piece. But let's talk about what you really
Green,
do
I don't
need.
Think
that was a joke?
Going to stop you from that death
oh,
ray.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We do have, in case for all of you liberals now who realize that you need to prepare for situations like this, as well as for conservatives who aren't going to drop out, we have InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. That's part of our inauguration special. And that's for people, not just because you're afraid of Donald Trump, but because you realize that you live in a real world. We have a very fragile, complicated infrastructure. As we see every time there's a snowstorm, all the snowflakes, you need to understand this as well, that you may also find empty shells, just like the countries that you admire, like Venezuela. If you go down this path, you follow Sandinista economics, you're going to have empty shelves like Venezuela. But even if that doesn't happen, the next time a snowstorm comes through, you could wind up not having any food. 30 to 40% off. That's all made in the U.S. It's storable. It's not going to spoil like the yogurt that he was holding up there. You want something that is going to be packed to last for a while, that doesn't have any GMO, and that is resealable as well. We also have continued our 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. That's 30 to 20% off our biggest sellers at InfoWars Live, things like Super Male Vitality, BrainForce Plus, and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, all 30% off. We have, at 20% off, we have Secret 12, Vitamin B12. That's our liquid formulation. Very easy to take, very easy for your body to assimilate. Also, Knockout, that's our all-natural sleep formula. That's 20% off as well, and many others you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Back to you, Darren and Margaret. That was a great clip.
How long is he going to stay down there? Do we know? That poor baby. Poor little boy. I mean, he really, you could feel his, he really believes it. I mean, that poor little boy. You know?
We should get that guy on the show. He's pretty good.
I mean, you don't think he really actually felt that way. I mean, I can't tell if he was joking or not.
Of course he was just joking.
No, that was a joke. But it was... we do know people out there like that. We've seen them.
We haven't
made the videos.
Well, he's making fun of what a lot of them act just like.
Right, that's true.
Know.
We've seen so many that it's hard to tell genocide if he was serious or joking.
Hey, you know, we were talking about how the behavior of the leftists when they do these protests and everything, and we're just getting more and more new recruits the more they behave this way. Bikers for Trump, who are at the inauguration today, you know, they are 250,000 strong right now, and they are getting 25,000 new recruits every single week.
You know,
that is amazing.
Leanne and I met some bikers at the RNC, and they were the most gracious, gentle, the Bikers for Trump. Mm-hmm. They were awesome, awesome people. They should have, like, an adoption program where they adopt an SGW and sort of deprogram them a little.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, maybe that might help.
Spend the day with a biker.
Spend the day with a biker for Trump.
So I might toughen them up a little bit. Maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, yeah, they said they were going to have a wall of meat, so I guess we haven't seen them yet. We see these live broadcasts.
Yeah, they need to get over there where the they're clashing with police.
Mm.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting as we look at this, and of course, we know what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had won, don't we? We know what that speech would have been like. It would have been about me.
Mm-hmm.
Women. Okay? And Donald Trump really shut that down. He said, this isn't about transfer of power from a party to another party. It isn't about transfer from one individual to another. And we can say it's not about transfer from power from one sex to another or transfer of power from one race to another.
Mm-hmm.
It's about we the people. And that's what Donald Trump talked about. 45 times he talked about we the people, only mentioned himself 3 times in that speech. And yet we see exactly the opposite of that with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Their glass ceiling they talk about, and yet what they're shattering are the windows and businesses there. And that is not free speech.
Right.
Sorry, that's not free speech. That is nothing but vandalism, terrorism, violence committed against people. That is not free speech.
Mm-hmm. And I also really appreciated how he pointed out to other nations, you know, it's every nation's sovereign right out there to put the interests of their country first. And America hasn't been doing that for such a long time. We're weakening ourselves, and that it is our sovereign right to be able to do that, which, of course, we know with the United Nations, their agenda is to totally take the sovereignty away from nations and give it to the one world power, the one world government.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could just see him giving that message specifically to all those people sitting behind him who are responsible for that, who are witnessing that power being siphoned right from their fingertips. How incredible.
Yeah, he's putting America first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is not just about Donald Trump becoming president. This is about the American people invading Washington, D.C. and taking our country back.
It's really inspiring. I mean, for us to have reclaimed our birthright, other nations will follow suit and they will do the same. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I don't know if you've noticed this online. We get so many comments. Love from Ireland. Love from France. We love you guys. We're watching you here in Morocco. You know, I can't.
Well, it's 1776 worldwide.
It's literally going global. It's global.
During the inauguration speech, he said, we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. to the American people. January 20th, 2017 will be known as the day when the people took control of the nation once again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you go. And he also talked a lot about God. We were talking about that. And, you know, Obama would never do that in an inauguration.
You know, I mentioned this off camera. He sounds so much like JFK in parts of these speeches, in the speech that he gave. You know, he was reminiscent of JFK. You know, it was just amazing. Like, little snippets of that. You could really see
that will live on forever.
That
absolutely.
Will live on forever.
Yep.
Well, you know, as we saw Joe Biden give his farewell address to his sponsors and producers there at Davos, right? I'd like to thank my producers. He could have held up a Golden Globalist award, right? That's what he got. And I'd like to thank all of those who made this possible, all you 8 billionaires who own as much as the bottom half of the world. So, you know, and that went down from 62 to only 8 people having the same amount of wealth as the bottom half of the world. That's why Donald Trump said their victories have not been your victories.
That's
their triumphs have not been your triumphs. We're going to change that. You want jobs. You want safe places to live. That's a reasonable thing to request that is not unreasonable. It is not racist. It's not xenophobic to want that. That's what everybody wants. And so we're going to make that happen. We're going to bring back the American dream, and we're going to do it for Americans.
Right. I was looking at a story on Drudge earlier, how one of the worries they have at Davos is with this automation and how it's going to kill even more jobs. They're not worried about that.
No, they
when I spoke it. When I spoke with the man who wrote AI, he had just left Davos last year, and he said, I said, wouldn't it be great though if automated, then everyone will just be free to self-actualize. They'd have the freedom. They wouldn't have to slave away. And he said that would be terrible.
Yeah,
millions of people free to do whatever they want.
That's what they want with universal basic income. They want to pacify you. And understand that when they give you universal basic income, they're also going to take away your right to work. And I got to say this, back when I had a business, right, we kept hearing that, you know, welfare is a right, but if I wanted to open up a business, I had to get a privilege license. I said, think about this. You know, if I want to work, if I want to start a business, that's a privilege. If I want to go on welfare, that's a right. They will give you universal basic income, but they will treat you the way our government has treated Indians on a reservation. They will contain you in an area. They will tell you what you can and cannot do. They will take your kids away, remove them from you, and educate them to their values. That's what they have been doing to the American Indians. That's what the UN Agenda 21, the Agenda for 2030 sustainability, that's what that's about. Universal basic income is to pacify us. It's a soft kill method. It is to make us dependent on them and to take away our ability to work, to think, to be productive human beings, to essentially have a fulfilled life. They want to take that away and make us passive prisoners in their system.
Right. And these protesters out here who are clashing against, capitalism and what they see as the enemy, they're wanting that universal basic income. The system, they say, hasn't worked for them. It's failed for them. And they don't want to have to work. They don't want to have to pay back those student loans. Nobody told them to get a degree in social justice warrior, business. But I mean, I can understand people have some issues, of course, but a lot of people are saying, let's give this man a chance. Let's see what he can do. He's
coming
in totally opposite of the establishment they're trying to tear down.
Like, Darren, you remember John Lennon?
Give Trump a chance.
Give Trump a chance.
A lot of these guys don't want to be live off the Democratic plantation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're comfortable there. They want to stay there. They don't want to, work hard. And,
You manage to get a small business in this country, though, and employ people, you're taxed to death. You have to provide these new healthcare mandates. You have to cut your employee workforce. I mean, just so many regulations bogging down small business owners in this country. It's almost there is that push just to say, I quit. Just I'll take my little part. Just give it to me. I quit.
Well, and we're taking a look at all these protests that are going on right now. Wait until this evening. And that's why we're going to stay live until late tonight or, maybe 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Because once it gets dark, that's when all the freaks come out. And I promise you it's going to get ugly this evening in certain portions of D.C. And we'll be there to cover it.
I was waiting for the fire extinguisher. We're watching somebody was setting fire to some garbage in the street just a moment ago. I'm like, where are the police with a fire extinguisher? Mm-hmm. It looks like they have finally stepped up. Somebody had one in hand. So it doesn't get too crazy.
And we see now there's sort of a wall of riot cops and then the wall of protesters. Where is the parade going to begin? Where are going to be the, the 8,000 people who are going to be participating in the parade itself? That doesn't even include the spectators.
Where's the underdog balloons? I don't know. The mummers, is that the right parade? I don't know.
But. I'm not sure what feed we have behind us, but it just had a kind of an image of them setting up for the parade, and you can see the streets are set aside. So are these rioters going to come in from the from the sides and kind of?
Well, they bust them all in. There's a lot of them out there. And it's always very interesting to see how the mainstream media portrays this. I always monitor the mainstream media at night and kind of see how they cover this. And last night, over and over, it was just the scrolling ticker at the bottom whenever you would see Donald Trump. And just repeatedly, in your brain, it was the most unpopular president in history.
Right.
Incoming president, at least unpopular. Based on their phony polls, the same polls that said 80% chance Hillary Clinton's going to win the presidency the day of the election. So, I mean, come on. And no one's falling for it anymore. But, hey, well, I guess some people are. But,
yeah. Well, and it's all about how we're losing the classiest, greatest president ever. And, it's like, sure, yeah, class and grace are great
qualities of a leader, but that does not mean he did a great job leading this country. I think he was like the fourth worst in with economics. And
he's a misleader.
Talk that they're going to cancel the White House Correspondents' Center, you know, the nerd prom where everybody who is anybody in Washington shows up and they all sort of congratulate each other. Even if they do cancel that, does anybody care other than these, you know?
Other than them, yeah.
I mean, no, not really. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Okay.
Well, you know, you had those pictures, Leanne, of that CNN was putting up and saying, look, you know, here's the area. Of course, it was a difference in time, I believe, but it was also a difference in weather. There was also a difference in the fact that conservatives who didn't like Barack Obama didn't attack the left as they had their inaugural. We let them celebrate their victory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they're going to show this picture that's over here to the side of me and say, look at this. You know, there's nobody at all.
Nobody even showed up.
It's completely empty out here. And you got the place there where
post-inauguration,
Trump is there, you know. And so I'm sure that's the picture that they're going to use. They had push polls. I guess they're going to have push pictures, you know, that they're going to use to push the narrative.
We covered it last night. CNN was perched up on a roof. Now we know why. They wanted an aerial shot of the ground before anybody got there.
Exactly.
They're up so high. We're like, what are they doing up there? Hiding from everybody on a building. Turns out they wanted to get some fake pictures and push some fake news. I mean, that makes sense.
CNN's in big trouble.
They are.
Their ratings are just, you know. Meanwhile, independent media, skyrocketing.
Well, I think it's also kind of interesting that as Hillary Clinton was introduced and showed up, and this is reported from Philadelphia CBS Local, they say Trump supporters chant, lock her up.
Mm-hmm.
When Hillary Clinton was announced at the inauguration, and there's several people tweeted this out. Some of the crowd are chanting, lock her up. We can still hope that will happen.
Hey, no pardon. She didn't get pardoned.
Yes,
right.
That's true.
That's right. It's too late now.
Yep.
Too late now. So he's gone. No pardon for her. All right, we're going to be right back. David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Margaret Howell, and our crew, and Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. This is our live coverage for the inauguration of Donald Trump, now President Trump. Deal with it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and Poche balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
We don't need no education. We don't need no source control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Margaret Howell here in Austin. And, of course, we'll be going back to our crew in Washington, D.C. The inaugural parade is going to be starting in about 5-10 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. We'll be carrying that for you, but also we'll have some more clips of Donald Trump's speech where he said this is not about transferring power to a person or a party, but to the American people. And we are going to take control of the government by the people rather than the people being controlled by the government. It was a great speech. And people that Alex talked to, and of course, Alex was very happy about what we all heard. I think it was exactly the type of return to first principles, American principles that we wanted to hear. So we're all very optimistic at this point. We want to give Donald Trump a chance, but the people who are there don't. And we've got a lot of protesters in the area. Reports from earlier about Black Lives Matter attacking a woman and the police standing down. That was someone that Alex Jones talked to, a lady very small with a cane. She was attacked, knocked down, kicked in the chest. She said the police stood by, but reporters helped her. But I was talking before we went to break, Leanne, about Hillary Clinton. And as she was introduced, you can see this picture. She doesn't look very happy. Neither does Bill.
Right.
Trump supporters are chanting, lock her up, when Hillary Clinton is announced. You had some comments about her body language.
If you could see, the Right Side Broadcasting had a great angle on her during their coverage of the inauguration. And so she was standing right behind Michelle Obama and to the back. But all of these people who typically would come to kiss the ring with Hillary Clinton, they were almost snubbing her, or they just give her a little, hey, nice to see you. She had no power. First of all, she hasn't been pardoned. Secondly, so you could tell that everyone was being a little bit icy toward the Clintons, and they were just sitting there with this sort of look of, ooh, we don't belong here anymore. We don't fit in here. We're getting snubbed left and right. And she was trying to be gracious, trying not to cry, but it wasn't, you could also tell there was this real icy vibe in the air as well.
So what do you think, Darren and Margaret, do you think that the Justice Department or the FBI will continue their investigation of the Clinton Foundation? You think they'll do something about it, or is she too big to jail?
That's a good question. You know, one of the things Trump has to do is drain the swamp in Washington, but he also has to drain the swamp in the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency.
Deep in the CIA.
All the intelligence communities, the swamp needs to be drained, so remains to be seen.
I think that she is so delusional. She is probably plotting another presidential run. I mean, it is just, you know, incessant with her. We saw them shut down the Clinton Global Foundation. They know that there has been not only conflict of interest, collusion, illegal activity in terms of taking money from foreign governments to try to influence policy. It's a big no-no. And it's up to Jeff Sessions. It's up to the DOJ.
Hey, it was a campaign promise by Trump. I think he will pursue it. And if justice is served, she will be behind bars.
It was time for the country to heal. You know, he did come out with this message. He was asked in that 60 Minutes interview, I believe, about this with Leslie Stahl.
Mm-hmm.
And he did indicate that he was not going to do that. Doesn't mean that
he doesn't have to.
Justice.
Exactly. He doesn't have to. Hey, we're talking about body language at the inauguration. You should have seen Bill Clinton's body language when he was looking at the first lady.
Really?
And it looked like Hillary looked at him like, oh, my God, you're not doing this right now.
She's got to get a leash from him. I mean, this is just.
He was.
We need to dig that up for you and replay this, actually. Would be a good replay.
Hey, guys, we just got word that at the University of Texas right now, there's hundreds of people doing a walkout.
They're walking out. They're getting ready for it. We just had it on our screen a moment ago. They're getting ready for a protest that's taking place in Austin, I believe downtown Austin. There it is. One resistance rally and protest on Trump's inauguration today at 5 o'clock.
Well, they're walking out of their political science class. How disturbing.
And I promise you, the teachers and faculty are going with them.
And they want to shut it down during rush hour traffic.
I guarantee you the people who are going there for engineering degrees aren't walking out, or they'd be not coming back. All right, stay with us. We're going to be right back with more of our live coverage of the Trump inauguration. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.